Can believing in God make you happy? How important is religion in your life? And would you be more likely to vote for a political leader who shares your own religious fervor or belief? Well, these were just some of the sort of questions asked Americans in a set of recent surveys. If you're American, you probably won't be surprised by the results. If you're not, you might be amazed. A whopping 70% of Americans feel it's important for their president to have strong religious beliefs. And almost half of young Americans surveyed say religion and spirituality are a very important part of their lives. And that's one reason they say they're as happy as they are. Well, I wonder how many young people in Europe would say the same. In fact, these polls seem to suggest the U.S. is in some way resisting the relentless slide into secularization that Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul before him have been so concerned about in Europe. The findings of these two surveys confirm what many Americans have known for a long time, that theirs is a nation where strong religious conviction is much more common than elsewhere in the developed world. But why the difference between the U.S. and other Western nations when it comes to the question of religion? And what impact does religion have on American politics and on society as a whole? Well, to find out more, Susie Hodges spoke to Father Jim Martin, associate editor at America Magazine, a leading U.S. Catholic weekly.
America is supposed to be the most religious, one of the most religious countries in the West, and I think they are, you know, in a sense, projecting onto the president onto that office what they themselves find important in their own lives.
At the same time, this survey shows that the Democratic and Republic frontrunners for the 2008 race for the White House, that's Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, are viewed as the least religious among the top contenders. Isn't there somehow here an inconsistency?
Well, I think it all needs to be seen in terms of sort of relative religiosity. Hillary Clinton is still a very religious person and speaks frequently about her Methodist upbringing. And Rudy Giuliani often makes a point of touting his own Catholicism. So while they are the least religious, perhaps, of the major candidates, they are still, overtly religious when they are campaigning.
And when it comes to the American public, among what social or ethnic groups is religion seen as the most important factor here?
Well, I think that that sort of ranges. There are many sort of traditionally religious ethnic groups, say, for example, Italian-Americans and Irish-Americans, who are predominantly Catholic, you know, for whom religion is still important. However, these days, I think Americans vote more with their wallets and their pocketbooks, as we say, than they do according to religious denominations or across church lines. So I think things like the economy and certainly, for example, the war in Iraq are going to be more important than any sort of religious consideration.
In fact, it's interesting that apparently the so-called hot-button social and ethical issues like abortion and gay marriage are way down the list of voter priorities, according to this survey. Why is that? And does that surprise you?
Well, I think the reason why, I think, is because Iraq is such a dominant political issue right now, and that most people really do understand that in terms of, you know, the situation in Iraq, and also just bluntly how much it's costing the United States in terms of lives and money. I saw an estimate that said we would be in the order of $1.2 trillion in debt for the Iraq war. So I think people understand that as a very critical problem. And then second of all, I think that, you know, abortion and gay marriage, in a sense, don't seem to be as kind of critical issues. They might be, you know, the sort of social issues that people like to think are important. But when it comes down to saying, you know, what's the most important thing in my life, I abortion and gay marriage simply aren't up there.
A separate survey found that nearly half of all young Americans say religion or spirituality is very important to them. Here again, this survey shows that the rates of strong religious conviction are far higher in the U.S. than elsewhere in the developed world. Why is it that the U.S. appears to buck the trend towards growing secularization in the West? Why does it stand out on its own in this field?
Well, that's a difficult question. I would say one thing is that we have never had the experience of having a state religion. You know, we are a relatively young country compared to other Western nations who had to struggle to disentangle themselves from state religions. And we have a long history of religious tolerance and religious freedom. And so I think people feel more comfortable expressing religiosity. That's the first thing. But at the same time, it's very interesting. America was founded by people who themselves, you know, the Pilgrims and the Puritans, who were very religious. So there is always a religious underpinning in American history. So you have this very interesting kind of double-edged sword whereby there was no state religion, but by the same token, religion has always been very important. So people feel free to be religious and also look at that as part of the national heritage.
Do you, in fact, think that this divergence between the U.S. and other developed nations when it comes to the importance of religion could widen further?
It seems to me that Western Europe in particular, I mean, this is one of Pope Benedict's biggest challenges. Western Europe is becoming more and more secular as the United States becomes more and more religious. The only thing that I think that mitigates that is that more people in the United States speak about themselves as spiritual but not religious, to use the phrase that's being used these days. So, you know, I think it depends what you mean by religious. You know, I think church going is going down, but people's idea of spirituality is on the rise. So it's very difficult to see where it's going, but one of the trends, I think, is for people to disassociate themselves with organized churches.
This survey also found that young people who describe themselves as very religious tend to be happier than those who don't. This is, in fact, one of the main points of the survey. Do you think this is a finding that can be applied to all age groups of religious believers in the U.S.?
Well, I do. I think that certainly religion gives, at the most basic level, gives your life meaning. And second of all, on a sort of practical level, you could say that religious communities give you a sense of belonging to something wider than yourself. I think one of the dangers I always tell people of being spiritual but not religious is that you are untethered to any sort of religious community. That can give you a sense of belonging. It can also moderate, you know, what might be selfish desires, for example. So I do think, I'm not surprised that people who belong to religious organizations are happier. That makes total sense to me. And I think on a theological level, they're able to find God in the community, and through that are able to, you know, find more joy in their lives.
Another interesting aspect of this survey, though, was that although many young people in the U.S. have these strong religious convictions, at the same time, two-thirds of them would appear to be remarkably tolerant about other religions. They say that while they follow their own religious beliefs, they say that others could be true as well. That's quite a high finding, isn't it?
It is, but it's not surprising at all. I mean, the United States is a very diverse country when it comes to religion. From the beginning on the East Coast, while the original settlers were Protestants, you quickly had Catholics and Quakers and Jews and all sorts of, especially Christian denominations, entering into the picture very quickly. So, you know, in a place like New York City where I live, you have, literally every world religion represented in the city. And so when people are forced to live together, I think they grow in tolerance. Now, that changes from state to state. Some states are very heavily Christian. Some states are more mixed. But in general, Americans have had to learn to live with one another and live with other religions. And so this tolerance, I think, is almost a byproduct of kind of proximity that we have grown up with. So that figure doesn't surprise me at all. And it's actually, I think, one of the best parts of our country.
And you think that this trait of being tolerant and open and accepting other people's religious beliefs is not just confined then to the younger generation?
I actually think it's not confined to just the younger generation, but I think it's more prevalent in the younger generation because they are much more likely to mix with people that are different from themselves. There's more mobility that goes, you know, along with being younger these days in the United States, you know, whereas before a person might have been born, grown up, and died in the same town. That's very unusual these days. People travel all over the country to different colleges. They travel all over the country for their jobs and their businesses. So this kind of mobility, I think, increases the interaction you have with people from different religious faiths. So I think that tolerance will only grow, which I think ultimately is a good thing. It's also a challenge for the church, too, for the Catholic Church, in terms of not only attracting people, but making its message known without feeling that it's shutting out other people, for example, from salvation. But, you know, all these things that the Catholic Church in the United States has been dealing with for centuries.
Father Jim Martin is associate editor at America Magazine, a leading U.S. Catholic weekly. He was talking there to my colleague Susie Hodges.